Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Like I say,
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-
Like I said, he's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, G money. G money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. G money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. Money, that's right. Pimp crazy, playboy pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it.
G, money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy crazy. Like I said, that's G, money. G, money. He's pimp crazy. Playboy silly. You gotta love it. Gotta love it. Like I said, I'm doing a deep. Since the day I was born. G, money. I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay. G, money.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I said, G, money. G, money. 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 G, money.
Everybody's got a little light under the sun, 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 under the sun.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears. And they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
That's how we live in Gregory. knew. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. At the beginning, it was just a handful of people. But in 3 years' time, 30 people lived in Gregoryville. Actually, Gregoryville was like a homeless camp because D-Ronnie was homeless when he started living there. And then everybody kind of followed him one by one. They started hanging out in his patio. And that's where they would meet to party and smoke and to have a good time. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. But see, Gregoryville was run by G Money. He was the mayor of Gregoryville. And he had strict security guards that looked after the property. And if you moved into Gregoryville, you had to either bring money, or you had to bring food, or you had to bring beer, or you had to bring dope. In order to be accepted into Gregoryville, you had to bring something to benefit the growth of Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. 3 years later, Gregoryville has about 30 people moved in, and they've set up their own little camps all along the grass area and the wall. Yeah, Gregoryville has become a metropolis, and it's quite interesting to see how the homeless camp has developed in 3 years. It has grown. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville. That's how we lived in Gregoryville. Everything was everything in Gregoryville.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
There was a lion, a duck, and a chicken that went to lunch in a restaurant. And they walked into the restaurant and sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and asked him if they wanted to order. He said, "Can I take your order?" And the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And then she asked the chicken what he'd like to order. And the chicken said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And then the goose said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And then the waitress went back to the lion and said, "Are you sure you don't want to eat anything?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, you think we'd be here right now?"
Bum bum bubadum oh bum 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 bubadum.
Stand up and scream. He's money to kill.
God's plan, he's the man. Big booty girls rule the world. These money got girls all over the world. These money got hoes in all areas, though. These booty girls all over the world.
And one of them was fine. She was fine as the day long. I mean, she had firm boots on that went up to her thighs.
Stand up and jump. Stand up and jump. Big booty girls, tell them what it's all about. Back it on up, big booty girls. Back it on up, big booty girls. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls run the world. Big booty girls all over the world.
One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girl. Shake it, shake it up, shake it down. Shake it, big booty girls all over town. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girls. Shake it, shake it, shake it, big booty girls. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Shake it, big booty girls, all day and all night.
She sat up and her big butt just fell out. Boom! And I was like, oh, wee! Look at those big, pretty titties.
Tim got a big old butt. Darren got a big old butt. Quintina got a big old butt. Lisa got a big old butt. George got a big old butt. Kathy got a big old butt. Cheryl got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Kelly got a big old butt. Simone got a big old butt. April got a big old butt. Elaine got a big old butt. Michelle got a big old butt. Melinda got a big old butt. Monica got a big old butt. All my girls got big old butts.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, wait,
it looks good to me. I like to say that,
because
she had a big juicy
move. Brenda got a big old butt. Jeffrey got a big old butt. Alice got a big old butt. Janine got a big old butt. Sonya got a big old butt. Nadine got a big old butt. Martha got a big old butt.
Big booty girls run the world.
Bridget got a big old butt. Rose got a big old butt. Wendy got a big old butt. Renee got a big old butt. Diane got a big old butt. Mary got a big old butt. Francis got a big old butt.
All my girls got big old butts.
Just
look
like a grown woman with
big breasts,
big juicy booty, big legs, and a beautiful face.
I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Big booty girl run the world. Big booty girl run the world.
Big booty girls run the world.
All my girls got big old butts.
Big booty girls all over the world.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. and we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
If you buy a bootleg video, then complain about the quality. Yo ass is ghetto.
I'm the one that really got you your love.
That got you your buzz
in the club.
I'm the bootleg king.
Holla at me, I'll put you in the street.
I got what you need.
Got it for cheap.
I'm the bootleg king.
We the reason they bump you on the block. Never heard of you when we paid you high.
I'm the bootleg king.
I'm
the bootleg king.
Man, I'll ask you, nigga, man. Got all new police.
Five for 10, 9 for 20. Cause holla, nigga, I get money.
Shit,
I got them deals, my shit sound real. I remember when Crash put me on with that Snoop last meal.
Just shake that ass,
girl, watch yourself. I had that record before they threw that joint on the shelf. I got the mixtapes for the movies and I'm always on duty. 24 hours to call me the local Sam Woody. Get your money, why you bullshitting? Go shorty, holla at me, go ahead and spend 40. Cause I got the hook up on them unreleases and I'm sure to have them. Like my taxi stay with some creases, I got them. Pick up a package on consignment or wholesale. That artist got a new single out, it's gon' sell. You wanna blow up, I tell them who your name is. Just fuck with them bootleggers, they can make it famous.
Yeah, I'm the one that really got you your love.
That got you your buzz
in the club.
I'm the bootleg king.
Holla at me, I'll put you in the street.
I got what you need.
Got it for cheap.
I'm the bootleg king.
The reason they bump you on the block. Never heard of you when we paid you high.
I'm the bootleg king.
I'm the bootleg king.
Hey, yo, Cap, man, where you at, man? We need some of that new shit.
I got mixed CDs and oldie classics. Movies like a witch and those wrapped in plastic. Hit me on my cell, cause I'm always in traffic. Blockbuster on wheels, guaranteed to have it. But it's too so you might hear someone laughing. Just came out, don't mind the reaction. Every now and then I get studio action.
Oh, man,
sounds good, and it ain't much that I'm asking. Some say I'm wrong, cause I'm bootleg passion. I'm in a state of mind, get your money, keep mashing. The neighborhood main attraction, what you need?
Kill Bill,
Amityville, I'm there, what's cracking? Hit me up, dog, I'll be there in a flash. When you call, you can meet me at your house, the barbershop, or the mall. Don't forget my car, I'm about my mail. So hit me when you get my D, it goes to jail.
I'm the one that really got you your love.
That got you your buzz
in the club.
I'm the bootleg king.
Holla at me, I'll put you in the street.
I got what you need.
Got it for cheap.
I'm the bootleg king.
See the reason they bump you on the block. Never heard of you when we paid you high.
I'm the bootleg king. I'm the bootleg king.
Every nigga trying to sell some bootleg shit, nigga. Nigga tried to sell me some shit, Terminator 9. I was like, nigga, how you get Terminator 9, nigga? Arnold was old and shit, and nigga in a wheelchair.
When I was younger, living in South Central L.A., we used to go up to Horace Mann Junior High School and play basketball in the gym. And then one day we went up there and they were having a two-on-two basketball tournament. So me and my buddy, Warren, we signed up to play as the two-man team. And I was the shooter and he was a little taller than me and he would grab all the rebounds. Push the ball out to me, and I would dribble around, and then I'd do a jump shot, and I would score. And we kept playing like that through the tournament. and we ended up winning the tournament, and we got $100. And so we went to Jack in the Box.
Yeah. So motherfucking hood. It's your Uncle Snoop, Ego Double G. Ooh wee. You know how we do it on the West Coast, huh? Real talk. West, y'all. Dig it, y'all.
Get a hold on me. Streets won't let me go. I'm in love. It takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters.
Motherfuckers, it's your boy MC Hustle. The neighborhood banger that'll make the dope double. Block hugger, cop duckers, yeah, I'm all that. I'm later now, the haters tryna see me fall back. I was once told that everything glitter, it is not gold. And money over bitches is the motto. Still some of these suckers think that I owe them a dollar or a dime. I'm a product of my grind, what the fuck is on your mind? When you talk, I don't listen, cause a lot of niggas lie. Rule one, gotta get it, gotta flip it, gotta find your position right. You in a South Central state of mind. Another nip rustle, you will never find. Take a look into my eyes, see I forever shine. They shouldn't have showed me that, you niggas shouldn't have told me that. The streets ain't up, they told me, cause always trying to hold me back.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters.
In the half, I put the clip in the mag, put the zip in the bag. East side rolling in the six deuce rag. Don't be slipping, crippin', we will get you fast. Streets be calling, seesawing, never stalling. You hauling, play calling, free falling. Say it with me, nephew, we falling. Get us on, hit it, get it on. Yes, indeed, the Capital West and Double OP been doing the gangsta shit since 83, back in the LBC. Check my files, nigga, check my pedigree. Ask the homie Big D, nigga, let it see. Another Snoop Dogg, there will never be. Take my eyes, have a look, and you will never see. You shouldn't have shown me that, you niggas shouldn't have told me that. The streets and the big homies was always trying to hold me back.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alive.
$1,000 in my blue dicky pockets up at Fox Hill shopping. Rolex ain't talking or ticking, they slipping. We different, big digits, 6-0 on my check, then the Crenshaw dish. On lock, won't stop, big chain, big watch, big rims, three piece of the seats. No top, come through, hoes flock, drive slow, don't stop. Niggas whisper, no talk, cause they know they get fly. From the bottom to the top, I done told you, nigga. Self-made, getting paid like I'm posting, nigga. Now the hating is contagious, and the only prescription is to load up a clip and give a nigga the business. It happens every day, just for instance. No weapons and no witness, that means no conviction. While I'm mixing my Patron in my kitchen, reminiscing before I make my transition.
Get a hold on me, streets won't let me go. I'm in love, it takes a toll on me. When I try to leave it alone, I can't say no to the gangsters alive.
So we go 12 deep to the park, and they found the four dudes that had jumped them, and we let them know, you don't mess with us, and they threw down. They beat these dudes up. They kicked their butt.
but it was 12-on-4. Of course we were going to win that fight, but it didn't end there. The dudes that got beat up, they started whistling, and everybody that was gang-affiliated came to their rescue. They jumped out of the pool. They came out of the front. They hopped the fence, and the pool was empty. And everybody surrounded my 12 friends, and they started fighting.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Standing out on the steps of my bungalow. And one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face. And her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans. And she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it.
All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. He was down around 39th Street, and he had a big house. In fact, I think it was a three-story house, and the house was built out of concrete stones, and it had marble tables in the house. It had marble counters in the kitchen. It had marble floors in the bathroom. Oh, it was a big, beautiful house. And so the owner of the house my godfather, he decided he wanted to put a pool in the back of his house. So he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he does that. And my daddy gave him the particulars on how to put a pool in his backyard. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. So they went to the city hall, and they went up to the planning department, and they walked by my daddy's office and went and asked some white people that they saw in the office and asked them about the procedure that they needed to know about putting a swimming pool in their backyard. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Yep, that's my daddy, Bill Gerard. So everybody was telling him, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and my daddy knew they were coming back to him. And he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Go get your license put in, and you can pay the fees, and you can get your pool put in. And so my godfather followed my daddy's directions, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And it was great, because every time we played, we went to his house to swim in his pool. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And while my godfather was hosting parties, cooking shrimp and cooking lobster and cooking all kind of little shrimps out the ocean. I can't think of what they're called, but they were crawdads. That's what they were. They were having a crawdad party. So everybody was coming and they were eating crawdads. And oh, those crawdads were good. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool. And as long as we were swimming in the pool, the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. Now imagine swimming in the pool, and you get a big Great Dane chasing you around the pool. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us, and he would be swimming around in the pool, and he would put his head in the water and look under the water to see where you were so he could swim over you. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And you had to go back down and swim around and try to find a place to come up where you could get air. And every place you rode, the dog would be there. So my brothers were having a hard time because they couldn't swim underwater. So they were swimming on top of the water, and they could swim from side to side, and they could swim across the pool really good, but they weren't good swimmers to swim under the water. And so when they would swim, they would dive in the water and go down. When they came up, the dogs would be right there waiting for them. And it was three Great Danes that would be swimming in the pool, and they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us, trying to climb on us when we were trying to reach up and get some air in the pool. Well, these dogs were just playing. They weren't trying to drown us, but every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we were swimming in the pool, and my brothers were getting, the dogs were were crawling on their backside. Every time they came up for water, the dogs were crawling on top of them. So they had to keep going under the water and swimming until they got to the edge. And when they pulled up on the edge of the pool, the dogs were right there when they pulled up. So I was laughing because, see, I was a good swimmer. I could swim underwater, and I could swim from one end of the pool to the other end of the pool underwater. So I didn't have to worry about the dogs catching up with me because I could look up and see where the dogs were, and I could just keep swimming. I would get out of the way. So we had some good times at that pool, and I learned to swim very well, swimming in my daddy's friend's swimming pool. I went there and I swam in his swimming pool for several years, and I enjoyed it immensely. And the dogs were always there, so we always had the dogs to compete with us while we were swimming.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Understand, niggas is gonna hate you regardless. Get that out of your head, that fantasy world where niggas ain't hating on you. You gotta be grateful. You need haters. What the fuck is you complaining about? What the fuck do you think a hater's job is? To fucking hate. So let them motherfuckers do their goddamn job. What the fuck is you complaining about? Ladies, if you got 14 women hating on you, you need to figure out how the fuck to get to 16 before the summer get here. What the fuck is you mad about? Fellas, if you got 20 haters, you need 40 of them motherfuckers. What is you complaining about? If there's any haters in here right now that don't have nobody to hate on, feel free to hate on me. Sit back there and say my hair ain't luxurious when you know it is, bitch.
Pressure get to me and I won't let haters get in my path and too close. Touch mine, I'll be the reason that you a ghost. I don't wanna have to say bye, yeah, adios. If victory coast with a glass of adios. And throw the dub up so you know that it's West Coast. Throw the dub up so you know that it's West Coast. Yeah, rather see me down and now with no hope. Back to the wall or trapped against the ropes. Soon as I see them approach, I'm like, nope. When they speak, I just tell them, get these down and go. Next to y'all keep yapping, but ain't nothing happening. I'ma just keep doing my thing. Look, yeah, say what? Ain't talking about nothing. Say what? Ain't talking about nothing. Why you fools keep fronting? I'ma just keep studying. Why you sitting? I'ma spread my wings. Just say what? Ain't talking about nothing. Say what? Ain't talking about nothing. Still on the grind and rise with my folks. I'm like Rakim in his prime, I'm no joke. A handful of homies cause niggas just blow smoke. Talk a good game like they paid us so broke. Those the ones I grab by the neck and just choke. And hang them from a tree with a barbed wire rope. And throw they ass out in the ocean with no boat. And put holes in them, make sure that they don't go. Curb serving mixed CDs, it's like dope. Trying to get paid for murder that I wrote. I had it up to here with niggas I can't cope. The same brother you hatin' on, you go quote. Next thing y'all keep yapping, but ain't nothing happening. I'ma just keep doing my thing. Look at me, what? Ain't talking about nothing. Say what? Why you fools keep frontin', I'ma just keep stuntin'. Why you sittin', I'ma spread my wings. Just what? Ain't talking about nothing. Say what? Ain't talking about nothing. You the type to go to jail and drop soap. Oh, niggas wasn't listening, should've just took notes. No, you don't wanna make me mad, you might croak. Pull out an Intertech, nigga, you get dope. Get picked off from distance with no scope. So why advise niggas that's talking, don't provoke. Get pushed off a mountain and roll down a slope. And break every bone in your body, you get dosed. Take all your work to the block and just post. A few hours later, my pockets is like gold. And I ain't just running my mouth for just boast. But it's cat eyes in this bitch, a new host, nigga. Y'all keep yapping, but ain't nothing happening. I'ma just keep doing my thing. Look at me, what? Ain't talking about nothing. Say what? Ain't talking about nothing. Why you fools keep fronting? I'ma just keep stunting. Why you sitting? I'ma spread my wings. Just what? Say what? Ain't talking about nothing. Say what? Ain't talking about nothing.
And I said, you want to get some crack? And she said, yeah, I want to get some. So you know somebody? And I said, well, yeah, I know somebody. I can call them and see what they can do. And she said, okay. And I said, well, Ray, wait right here, and I'm going to go outside and make the call. And while I was walking out of the casino, she hollered all the way across the casino and make sure he brings plenty of stuff for us to get so we can smoke. And I'm looking at her like, oh, is she crazy? She's announcing that I'm getting ready to go outside and make a phone call to buy some dope. I said, she must be crazy. So I walked out and I made the call. And my buddy said, yeah, I'll meet you at your house. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So, one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team, so I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
Hit forget the night we gon' break the sweat.
Well, all right, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world, I hope you enjoyed today's radio show, because it's been a real blast. We had a good time doing the show for your listening pleasure. So I hope you join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock for our radio show on Tuesday, July 20th, 2021. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for being my studio engineer. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody around the world can follow what I'm talking about. After all, I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. I'm G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm in the house. So, be careful. Wash your hands. Have your social distancing. And make sure you wear your mask, because I understand that the virus has peaked in Las Vegas. And it has peaked all around the United States. Especially in L.A. and in Las Vegas, we got to get control of the virus. So everybody needs to go back to wearing their mask and washing their hands and making sure they're maintaining social distance from everybody that they're coming in contact with on the strip and walking around in the busy city of Los Angeles, California. So make sure you're doing what you need to do so that you can control the virus and maintain the distance so that the virus doesn't attack you. All right. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to play a song. And we'll be back tomorrow for more of the show and more $50 cash giveaways. So better to stay tuned for tomorrow's show. I'm G-Money, and I'm wishing you well. God loves you, and I love you too. DJ Papa D, play our prayer, because we need the prayer to stop the rise of the virus around the world. So let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet.
And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.